Thank you for calling Bank of Carlet. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, I had a reservation code.
Sure. Hold on one second, please. Let me pull up my screen here. How are you doing this morning?
All right.
All right. Okay. could you please repeat it back to me 4 digits at a time, and I can pull up the information that we have on your business?
What's that now?
Oh, could you repeat the code back to me 4 digits at a time, please?
2211.
Okay.
2301.
All right.
0001.
Okay.
0694.
0694. Okay, one moment, please. And am I speaking with Brian?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Hold on here. Come on, computer. And then, Brian, what's the name of your business?
It's Haddix Electric.
Okay. I'm sorry, could you... you said Haggis Electric?
Yeah.
Is it H-A-G-I-S?
H-A-D-D-O-X.
Okay. Oh, got it. Gotcha. Haddix Electric. Okay. And then we just got a new phone system here, and we've had a couple drop calls over the past couple weeks. You know, if this call were to drop, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
Hey, what's the number of this phone? What's the number to this phone? I really don't know the number of this phone.
All right.
My phone's messed up right now.
Okay, no problem. No problem. So just would like to verify a little bit of information we have on your business. Are you still located at the 176 Stuckey Road in Columbia, Mississippi address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then lastly, the business classification, is it a partnership, an LLC, a proprietorship, S-Corp, C-Corp?
It's a proprietorship.
Okay. So what you received was an offer for funding. You know, if you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a bunch of different programs, and I can kind of guide you in the right direction, see if we can find a good hit fit to assist your business. So are we looking to bring on some equipment, some capital, a little bit of each, or?
Each.
Okay. And what are you looking to do exactly here?
I'm HVAC technician. I'm all in air conditioning business. So I do commercial and industrial and residential air conditioners.
Okay, nice. How's business going for you?
To expand.
Okay.
And get more equipment and more employees.
Nice. Do you have some big projects coming up as well, or?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice, nice. You have stuff lined up all the way like through next year, or?
Pretty much.
Oh, great.
For the next 8 months.
Wow, congratulations, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, what was there a specific dollar amount that you're looking for that would, you know, help you bring on the employees and things of that nature, inventory?
Just anything would help out.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And then as far as equipment, were there specific items that you're looking for? Or are you looking to bring on, like new trucks or...
Just a couple of work trucks for the employees.
Okay.
And just the tools to do the job.
Okay.
Extra.
Okay. Well, Brian, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of a working capital loan or ever taken one out for the business?
Nah.
Okay. So we have a couple of products. We do have our equipment financing product, which is just typically like your typical car loan, you know, 2 to 5 years, monthly payment. Interest rates start in the single like digits, about 4%. Our working capital loan is, you know, based off of the sales from the year previous, we're able to lend business owners 10 to 12% of what they did in sales to use as they see fit, you know, to bring on new employees, to purchase inventory, you know, just as a slow time in between getting paid for jobs, like a bridge loan. So would you happen to know what you did in sales last year for the business?
Well, I happen to know what?
What's that?
What'd you say?
Would you happen to know what the business did as far as sales were concerned last year? Do you know what you did in sales?
In sales, about $70,000.
Just 70?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was slow.
It was slow. Okay. You know, based off that, we could perhaps get you maybe $7,000, $8,000. Because again, it's we can lend about 10% of what you did in sales the year previous. Now, would that help you out at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You know, Brian, what's a good email address for you? I could shoot you out some information with our application.
BL Haddix.
Is it? You said BL.
Yeah, BL Haddix.
Okay.
82
At gmail. Okay. Brian, what I can do is I'll send you out our application. It's a simple one-page application. We would need to take a look at 6 months of the business bank statements, and then the most recent tax return. To see what we can make available for your business. Have you filed the 2015 tax return?
No.
Did you do Did you do the 14 by chance?
Yeah, I did. It's just 14.
Okay. Okay. 14 at work, and then do you have six months of business bank statements? You know, from maybe August, July, June, May, April, and March.
I've got check stubs. I don't keep a bank. I don't have a bank account with a bank right here for personal reasons.
Gotcha. Unfortunately,
I put everything onto internet banking, as far as like prepaid cards.
Gotcha. You know, unfortunately, we can't necessarily help your business unless there is a business bank account, because our program is based off of the sales of the business, and that requires a business bank account for us to be able to verify that stuff. So unfortunately at this time, I don't know if we could really do anything for you, Brian. So you don't have a bank account at all?
Yeah, I got a bank account.
But just not one under the Haddix electricians?
No, I'm just not one in that name.
Okay. Here's a suggestion that we throw out there. I would suggest opening up a bank account for the business as well.
Okay.
Just moving forward for future endeavors, and for this would help you get loans in the future, because a majority of lenders are going to want to see that there is a bank account there, because they're going to want to deposit that money somewhere, and they're going to want to verify that you have cash flow and things of that nature. And I think it would help your business credit as well.
Yeah.
In 3 months, if you were to open up account today and come back in 3 months, I guarantee you that we would be able to help you out. But at this point, since there's no bank account, we can't do a whole lot for you.
No problem.
All righty. If you want to hold on to my number and check back in 3 months, man, I'll be more than happy to go to work for you and see what kind of cash we can get for you.
I sure will.
Okay, Brian. Is there a good number that I could just call back to you and just check in with you? 601. Okay.
441. 8244.
If you don't mind, I'd like to maybe just give you a holler each month to check in with you, see how everything's going, and then and then 3 months down the line, you got some cash flow established with your bank account, and, we can go to work for you.
All right.
Hey, but Brian, I do appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your time today. And, I'll give you a holler in about a month just to check in with you, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, Brian. Hey, man, have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk in about a month.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.